Hello, good evening. How are you doing? Hope you are staying safe physically up there, all spheres of your life basically. Please try as much as you can to stay safe, and I really do care about you. Trust me, I do. So yes, welcome to another episode of The Real Corner on Wura Radio. It's your one and only favorite media girl speaking to you. Wura Ola Olagoke is my name. Yes, on today's episode, it's all chill and vibes, but it's just me going back to the real deal, right? It's The Real Corner, so I'm meant to come and tell you real stuffs, real things I'm battling with. So on this episode, I'll be having some here and there things. I'll just be touching some here and there basically, and trust me, I don't want to call it vulnerable because that would be too, you know, but I want to state some things. I want to just let them out. It may sound like I'm ranting, but trust me, I am not. I'm just trying to say some things that may be affecting you, or may be affecting your brother or your sister or anyone, basically anyone that you know, anyone that you know. So stay tuned, let's enjoy this wonderful break, and I will definitely be right back. Please stay tuned.
All the pain of yesterday, I could forget them tomorrow. That is one thing that they don't know. It is hard to find a way, but I am just too proud to say so. I will always find a way home. Yeah, I won't lie, I ran away from the pain and all the sorrow, and I couldn't bear to stay. Oh yeah, but I got crying for mama's sake, and I got music for the pain. One day I'll find a way. They say I'm good, I get the talent, but I'm not ready for this challenge. Only me for this planet. And I'm scared, I know go lie. What if I never get to blow? What if no one gets to know? But I'll be fine, I'll be fine. I will wait here till the rain goes. One day I will see the rainbow. I'll be fine.
Welcome back from that break. You're still on to The Real Corner on Wura Radio. So now a quick background on why you're listening to this episode. 3 or 4 days ago, I saw somebody post a video where Polytechnic students that were signing out were singing that, now you won't go to university, Shebi, I don't tell you, I don't sign out. See, it may sound like a joke, right? It may sound like I'm overthinking, but I'm not at all. Oromo Otomiro, if you know it in English, it means they are like, compared to what I should be thinking about, that is minute. But I just want to use it as a point of contact to correct people that do not speak with emotional intelligence, to persons that are on strike, like students that are on strike, even our lecturers that are on strike. I'm not going to come here and speak on the students' perspective alone, like those lecturers decided to go on strike because they love striking. There is a word like that when they are not a striker. It's not like our lecturers love striking. Right, you get my point. But I'm just going to come here and I'm going to talk just as a perspective of somebody that is in federal university or that is in a public university. That's the right word, because state universities are also on strike. So what am I saying? Apart from those polytechnic students that said, now we choose to go to university. Yes, now we choose. But there are some persons that say funny words in my DM, and sometimes I feel like blocking them off my life. Now, a quick story. I gained admission October 2018. I didn't resume school until June 2019. So I was at home for 9 months. Good. Because of this strike thing. After I resumed 2019 June, it was a smooth ride. Then COVID-19 came in 2020. The whole 2020, I didn't go to school. Okay, let's say we went to school later in the year. I'm University of Ibadan. If you're in UI, you know how our academic calendar is. After that, 2021 came. I think, did they strike in 2021? No. Then 2022 came and I entered 300 level February. And in my mind, I'm like, God, we'll graduate next year. Next year, we'll graduate. Then ASU came and we've been on it till date. So now imagine somebody that I call my friend come to my DM and tell me, Shoton anything. I don't know if you know Shoton anything in English. It's like, she Your eyes don't see waiting you want when your eyes see. I don't care though. I really don't care. But I'm coming to correct people here. If you think you, if you have that kind of mindset and you're listening to me, I just want you to know that it does not make sense. It's a mediocre mindset. That's the fact. It's only an average thinker that will rejoice over something that is paining millions of people. There are students, lots of them, like literally lots of them that are pained. Yes, you can tell me that some people are making money from this strike and all, but trust me, I'm sure that in their minds, they are like, there is something that has stopped in my life. I don't know if you get me. Like, you are making the money, you are engaged with things, you are not idle, in quotes. But a part of you will know that something has stopped. Imagine you planning that. Example, I was seeing, I saw a vlog on YouTube, Bemi Badmus. I don't know if you watch her. She was talking about our sister. Is in her sixth year in medical school. Even if she's doing something else, in her mind she's like, I just have a year left, can you people just let me finish and go? She gets, so it won't just help when you are saying all these things. It won't help. Now that is part one. Part two are those elders that make you feel like you are not suffering at all. You know those elderly ones that you'll be like, you, they will talk to you, you'll be like, ah, brother, I swear, 6 months, I don't tire. And they're like, ah, during our time, we spent 10 months. Sorry, is that meant to relieve me? Like, where is that one coming from? Is it meant to make me happy that you spent 10 months? How is that my business? A friend of mine, shout out to Tolu Lokwe, she usually tells me this thing that everybody's suffering is valid. Stop making people feel like the fact that they are suffering is small. How did she tell me this? We were doing a production, we were preparing for a production, THA202 production, and Tolu was saying she's tired. I'm like, what should the director say? Then she was like, I am tired and my tiredness is valid. I want you to all to know that the fact that people spent 11 months does not mean that we that are spending 6 months are not tired. We are tired. There are people that they are making the money, but deep down, they just want the certificate and be sure that, yes, they've gone to school. She gets me. And all these our uncles and aunties that keep saying, how are you maximizing the strike? I know the question is coming from a place of love, but please try as much as you can to ask it in a loving way. People just feel like you are meant to understand that now that you're down, that your school is on strike, pick up something. Some of us don't have the strength to just pick up something from the blues. I decided to choose this course because I think I want to use it. You just tell me to go and pick up something and start doing like it's a magic. No. Like, it's pretty annoying. Like, it's very, very annoying. You know, the other thing that now pains me the way our friends shade us. I think I've said it before, but I need to say it again. If you're a friend, you're in a private university, or you're in a university that they're not on strike, or you're in a polytechnic at all, if you're in the business of making your other friend, like, you're even saying it jokingly, you're just like, you're laughing, you're saying it jokingly, and you think your friend is not taking offense, please change. It doesn't make sense. All these things that people are saying, deep down, when they go back to their corner, they think about it. If you're a friend and you're saying, after every, should people don't do on strike? Sorry, what do you want to gain? What do you want to gain? Okay, I should give you medal that your school is not on strike. No. I chose strike for myself now. I chose it. It does not make sense at all. And it's possible that when I release this podcast, maybe ASU strike must have. In fact, I'm sure that it's very possible by the time I release this episode, ASU strike for don't go. And it's possible that it will still be on. But this is just the day that I feel like talking about everything in my mind as regards the way we treat people, the way we treat students that they are school on strike, the way we treat lecturers that they are scorned, that they are on strike. See, I keep saying this thing, if the system is normal, our lecturers will not just decide to stop working. I don't know about your own lecturers, but my lecturers will not decide to just stop working. Recently, one of our lecturers sent us a message on our class group saying that he said in all our endeavors, we should keep being safe or something till we resume. Something like that. Recently, I don't know about any other person, but my lecturers in communication and language at University of Ibadan will not just pick up their bags and say they are going home, they want to go on strike if the system is normal. Do you get? So don't make these people feel like, no, they are not, they just decided to be playing. If your father or your mother is part of the members of ASU, I know you will not talk like that. I know you wouldn't. If, I don't know. These folks are busy trying to fight, even if you people are saying they are fighting for their selfish reason. Praise the name of the Lord. If everything is normal, would they see a reason to say they want to fight? Let's stop making it look like students that are in these schools were the ones that decided to choose bad luck for themselves. And the let us stop thinking that the lecturers are the ones that decide that they just want to be playing. Like, does it make sense? It doesn't. It does not even, like, the 2+2 is not looking like 4. I'm sorry that I'm shaking like this. The energy is deep. This thing is painful. 2+2 is not looking like 4 again. When you people are thinking like this, when you are sending such messages to people that are annoyed. So, you think that I like sitting at home? Like, I just love sitting at home for 6 months. You think I love it? Then you joke about it like it's normal. Let me give you a funny scenario. I was hosting an event in church and I was introducing myself. You know the way we introduce ourselves, random get together, and I'm like, my name is Rolo Lagoke, 300 level student of communication language at University of Ibadan. And someone says, today 300 level. No, not today 300 level, you surprised me. Ni you are no school you too slow, yeah. I'm like, what the heck? See, I'm not saying this because I'm pained. I'm saying this because I want to correct the society. Because if I'm pained, I suppose don't they pain since 100 level where they wait for resumption. Do you get? So we can do better. I really feel that if we want to change the society, it starts from the words of your mouth. What do you say to people that are not enjoying their situation? Do you get? Stop making jokes out of all these big deals. Doesn't make sense. And to all of us that we are in these shoes together, trust me, everything will be fine. If you have decided to jackpot, good luck to you. I'm so proud of you. Like, if I have opportunity, though, I want to complete my first degree, but even though, do you get? So, to everyone that are in the same boat as mine, we'll be fine. We are going to come out of this strong. And I hope that when we become adults, I trust that Nigeria will not be like that, though. But if Nigeria remains like this when we become adults, and our younger ones are telling us their school is on strike, I hope we're not going to tell them in 2021, our nearly for 10 months. Like, that thing does not make sense. I don't need your history. Do you get? So I hope they were not going to be like them. I hope that we'll graduate peacefully and all these things will become history that we'll say and we'll smile. We'll be like, we are strong. Do you get? So I'm really proud of us. I'm proud of everybody that their school is not on strike, but they are speaking positive words to persons that are on strike. Like, I'm so proud of everybody. I'm so proud. So I told these vibes, chill. I don't want to write ASU as the title of my episode because it will sound weird. I don't want ASU. I don't want anything ASU on Wura Radio podcast list, or how do I even say it? Podcast episodes. Maybe when you listen, you hear ASU, but I don't want it as the title of any episode because I don't even want it to be part of my history. Do you get? So I just want you to be cool and enjoy your life. Make sure that you are sound in all aspects. Make sure that you are cool in all aspects. And keep listening to Wura Radio. I love you all. Goodbye.
All the pain of yesterday, I could forget.